Hello and welcome to Healthy Data, a podcast series by InterSystems. This is where we explore how creative data technology is elevating today's most important industries. I'm your co-host, Jack Murtha.
And I'm Tom Castles. Things are moving very quickly in healthcare right now. Health IT teams are striking deals and working late to prepare for something big. And no, we're not just talking about the COVID-19 pandemic.
Then what could everyone from large health systems and small clinics to health insurers and technology vendors possibly be planning for? You already know the answer. The ONC and CMS interoperability rules that go into effect in early 2021.
These regulatory changes make it clear that there's no turning back to the way healthcare used to operate, you know, with data that's siloed, locked down, and inaccessible. The future is about patient-controlled clinical data that moves freely, and the future is all but here.
So that's what everyone in health IT is planning for, no doubt. No one wants to get dinged for noncompliance with the interop rules. No organization wants to be seen as a barrier to information sharing. But is simply meeting the mandate enough?
Not if you ask Michael Della Villa. He's the Chief Information Officer and Head of Shared Services for MVP Healthcare. That's a New York-based not-for-profit health plan that serves 700,000 members. And under the interoperability rules, MVP Healthcare will need to ensure each one of those members has access to reliable provider directories, control over their health data, and the ability to transfer their information to new insurers. It is nothing short of a sea change.
But Michael Della Villa and MVP Healthcare are taking their mission a step, or actually many steps, further. Sure, phase one is all about satisfying new regulations. But from there, MVP will use clinical data for projects that enhance things like quality reporting, provider network engagement, risk adjustment, and more.
So why is MVP Healthcare going the extra mile? And what advantages can all health insurers achieve when they implement a comprehensive data and interoperability strategy? Let's find out. Today on Healthy Data, Michael Della Villa on his organization's push to make a differentiator, and how you can do the same.
But first, let's pause. When we say healthy data, what exactly are we talking about?
It's a simple phrase to describe something that too many organizations still don't have. And here's what I mean by that. Data is the foundation of everything. It doesn't matter if you're a health insurer, a hospital executive, or a physician, you need data. Your colleagues need data, and your patients, members, or whomever need you to have that data.
The thing is, no one needs data that's unorganized or unreliable. You know what I'm talking about. Garbage in, garbage out. Messy, clunky data only hurts the good work that you and your colleagues are trying to accomplish.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Data must flow seamlessly and be ready for action when and where you need it. Data needs to enable better decisions. Data needs to help. And the kind of data that fits that description, well, that is healthy data.
If you still don't have access to healthy data, fear not. There is hope. In fact, InterSystems can help you on your journey toward healthy data today. To see what I mean, visit intersystems.com/healthydata. Again, that is intersystems.com/healthydata. And start your journey to healthy data today.
And now, on to our interview with Michael Della Villa, the CIO and Head of Shared Services for MVP Healthcare.
Michael, thank you for joining us on InterSystems Healthy Data today.
Thank you for having me.
So you and your colleagues at MVP Healthcare are on this journey to expand access to data, including clinical data. What does that entail?
So we need to look across all sources of data that we have today and bring them together to create this 360-degree view for each of our members. because our journey entails any and all data, it's not just about claims information. We need to incorporate social determinants of health, census data, and other information to help paint that complete picture for our members. And by access, it's not just about MVP Healthcare's access. Our members own their data. We need to make it easy and accessible to them. It's our responsibility to give them a complete picture of their health and wellness, and it's our responsibility to be there for them when they have a question or a concern or just need help navigating a complicated healthcare system. Our goal is to create a digital twin for each of our members, and the use of data is key for MVP Healthcare to be there for them. If you think about it, we attend every appointment with our member, not in person, but we know when they visit their primary care physician, for example, or their specialist, and we know what medications they've been prescribed. So it's really our duty to be there for our member because they're entrusting their health and well-being with us, and we owe it to them to assist them in their journey.
So why is this kind of focus on clinical data so important to payers and their future success?
Well, it's very important, right? Exchanging clinical data has become increasingly important as payers look to drive costs down and to improve care for our members. Right? To have that view of the clinical data is important in doing that. So by having a better strategy in place for the use of our clinical data, we can improve, for example, on our federal and state quality measures. We can improve on our risk adjustment submissions and our utilization management. And we can improve on our care coordination. But on top of all of that, we can deliver a more advanced and predictive analytics for our members to help them make better choices.
Better choices sounds good to me. I would like to talk a little bit more about the vision. What will this ultimately deliver for your company, for MVP, its provider network, and your members?
So it will allow for the sharing of better and more accurate information with our providers and our members, which will lead to better care and lower costs for our members. But I must say that this vision is more about what it will deliver for our members than what it will do for MVP Healthcare and our provider network. Our members are truly our focus, and it's really delivering value for them and helping them navigate their healthcare journey.
Sure. So let's go back to the beginning of this project. What led you to start this work prior to the finalization of the new interoperability rules? Do you recall any aha moments?
So I don't really have an extensive healthcare background. My experience is in manufacturing and banking and finance. I have over 30 years in those markets, and I've seen and enjoyed the benefits that modern technologies and platform can bring to their customers. So I started here at MVP Healthcare about 5 years ago. And prior to that, I was CIO for a community-based healthcare organization in New York City. And from what I've seen and ascertained in conversations with others in this industry, you know, I see healthcare in a state where banking was, and especially community banking was in the 1990s. In my opinion, healthcare has been a laggard in employing modern technologies and platforms that empower an organization to be nimble and adaptable. I'm a pretty simple person. If it takes me too long to understand it, it's too complicated. Healthcare as an industry needs to simplify and standardize. Our data was everywhere. Our systems were point solutions that required point-to-point integrations. We had every technology that you can imagine. And there wasn't a vendor we didn't like. But none of our vendors were trusted partners. You know, so we've since changed that. You know, with InterSystems and much like Microsoft, they're a very critical trusted partner for MVP Healthcare. Our trusted partners enable us to be nimble and adaptable. We're simplifying everything, which leads us to the simplification of our data, simplification around accessibility and interoperability. We actually started on this journey before, you know, I knew about the CMS interoperability focus because I noticed and I saw that we had a gap in our data management.
So now that you're really kind of neck deep into this big project, what challenges are you facing and how do you intend to overcome them?
So anytime you do something new, right, there's definitely challenges. And we tend to overcome those challenges by focusing and keeping the focus on what needs to be done. We're removing barriers And we're working very closely with our partner InterSystems and our business partners and helping them understand the purpose and their need for what we need to accomplish. Right. So, you know, we've been saying for a long time here that we need to stop looking at what we have always done and the way we've always done it here. And we need to start looking at new and better ways. We have to stop solving tomorrow's problems with yesterday's solutions. And in this particular implementation and initiative, this enables us to do that. It's kind of like a green field or a blank slate.
So what wisdom have you gained so far around building that clinical data strategy for payers? Do you care to share?
Yes, definitely. That's a great question, right? Because, you know, everybody creates and stores clinical data a little bit differently, right? So really what we've known for a while, but it really has been accentuated with this initiative, is that we need a strong data governance practice and a very good and strong platform to be able to bring this data together to generate the value, right? So data governance becomes critical in ensuring that we're addressing these data quality issues that we have. It's critical in sharing the data in a way that it can be understood by everyone, right? We all have to speak the same language, and we all have to be accountable to the data accuracy for our members, you know, and that's something that we've always known and realized, but this is really hitting it home for us.
Michael, can you point to any use cases, any anecdotes from the trenches, or any early victories that stand out?
Yes, most definitely. Right. So we've been struggling over a number of years with the Master Patient Index. So, you know, for MVP Healthcare, I'd say getting to an enterprise Master Patient Index and a member matching engine in place and getting that in place is a huge win as we move forward. You know, without this capability and without the ability to have this Master Patient Index, it becomes difficult, if possible at all, to create a digital twin for each of our members. You know, so I would say this is the one thing that really stands out for us. And I think it's one of the most important wins for us that's going to propel us forward.
So I know that you're doing so much already, but you know, us podcast hosts, we can't help but ask, what comes next? Are we thinking of social determinants of health? You know, what's the big vision going forward?
Yeah, that's a great question. So it's definitely social determinants of health, right? We're looking at that now, as a matter of fact. And it's survey data. It's, you know, the work that we're doing with our partners in network management that's focused on getting additional clinical data from our RIOs and maybe setting up direct connections with some of our key providers and facilities. You know, but even beyond that, it's the wearables. It's Apple Health. It's the data that can be captured through the Internet of Things. Right. And tying all of that information together in using the application of predictive analytics and machine learning and artificial intelligence and natural language processing to that information to help improve the lives and the health of our members.
So last question for you, what drives you to wake up and come to work every day? You know, why does what you're doing matter?
I love this question, to be honest with you. So I'd say, for me, it's transforming the healthcare experience for our members and to help them lead healthier lives while keeping their costs low and manageable. Right. As I mentioned earlier, you know, most of my career was in manufacturing and finance, and it was a great career. And everything I did for those businesses was for the benefit of that company, which was excellent, right? A lot of people do that. But here at MVP Healthcare, you know, it gives me the opportunity to make a positive impact on the lives of our members. It's about them. It's about helping them live a better and healthier life. It's about delivering value to our members, you know, to see a smile on their face or to help them through a difficult period in their healthcare journey. You know, everything we do here at MVP Healthcare is to the benefit of our member. And that's what really leads me to get up and want to get into the office and to deliver value for our members.
So Michael Dellavilla of MVP Healthcare, thank you for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
If you leave this interview with one thought, remember this: no matter your industry, data is the lifeblood. A comprehensive data strategy is a differentiator that can set your business apart from everyone else.
Consider how Dellavilla and MVP Healthcare view data's role in their operations. They can't actually be in the exam room with a patient and a provider, but the right data can almost make that happen. By creating a digital twin for each of its members, MVP Healthcare can help them actually make better decisions and access the best possible care.
Data is critical to MVP and every health insurer right now. It's going to be even more critical in the future.
So why on earth would any healthcare organization just do the bare minimum? Why would anyone want to gamble their continued success and the health of their members by only fulfilling the requirements of the new interoperability rules? It never makes sense to stagnate.
If you're ready to go for gold, strive for healthy data. I'm talking about data that flows seamlessly and is current, accurate, and ready when and where you need it. Don't settle for missing or unorganized or unreliable data. Aspire to healthy data.
And hey, guess what? InterSystems can help you get there. Learn how at intersystems.com/healthydata. One more time, that is intersystems.com/healthydata.
And don't forget to connect with InterSystems on Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook.
Healthy Data, after all, is a podcast series by InterSystems. And before we head out today, we want to thank our guest, Michael Dellavilla, CIO and Head of Shared Services for MVP Healthcare in New York. I'm Jack Murtha.
And I'm Tom Castles. See you next time.